This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me are Limsu Ann and Dashran Johan. So as always, we have two stories for you today. First up, in these politically robust but polarizing times, we talk to a relationship therapist and discuss whether it is possible to be in a relationship with someone of differing political views.
Yep. And for our second story, a study which looked at the music choices made on BBC Radio's Radio 4's Desert Island Days found that the music people listened to between the ages of 10 and 30 stayed with them for the rest of their lives. We take a look at why music could be a significant part of our identity.
And so on that note, we have a question on social media asking you, you know, what is the most memorable song from your youth? So you can tweet that to us at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899.
So we will revisit that in the second half of the hour. But first, relationships.
Yes. So at one point, no important criteria that people kept in mind when deciding whether or not to be in a relationship with someone were things like, you know, the other person's smoking habits, their educational background, their career, their religion. And while these are still things that people do look into, evidence from online dating platforms suggests that politics as well has become an increasingly important factor in our dating and relationship decision making.
Yes. So for example, dating site OkCupid reported a 64% increase in political terms appearing in American users' dating profiles after the 2016 presidential elections. In fact, some dating platforms have even been creating special political groups, specific political groups in mind, such as conservatives only or Trump singles. Yep. Well, whatever floats your boat. Yeah,
I don't know if I'll be joining any of those. But politics here doesn't necessarily refer to, you know, or only refer to political parties, rather, you know, worldviews. What are your thoughts on human rights, for example? Are you religious or not? What are your views on abortion, LGBT rights, feminism, freedom of expression, capitalism versus socialism, rights of refugees, and whether or not you think Ryan Johnson ruined Star Wars?
That's your politics.
Okay, maybe not the last part, but yeah.
Yeah, so actually a survey by the American Enterprise Institute conducted earlier this year asked, how difficult would it be to date someone who does not share your views on particular issues? You know, and from their results, 24% said it would be impossible to date with someone with differing views on abortion. 20% said it would be impossible to date someone who didn't share their views on religious freedom. 19% on LGBT rights, 15% on climate change, and 13% just said they wouldn't be able to be in a relationship with someone who didn't share their views on immigration.
Well, there isn't any available research about the trends here in Malaysia. I've noticed more and more people here displaying their politics on dating profiles or social media profiles in general as well. Again, I'm not necessarily talking about political parties here. I don't think I've, you know, seen anyone put pro-BN or pro-PH on their dating profiles. But political views, you know, what we're referring to here is political views they feel strongly about, things like, you know, we've seen on dating profiles things like proud feminist, anti-racist, pro-LGBT. But it isn't just dating profiles. In fact, the reason we decided to explore this topic in the first place is because some of us here in the office were talking about our experiences dating people with different politics and whether it's possible to be in a relationship across political spectrums.
Yeah, so is it possible? To help us figure it out, we do have on the line Azah Yasmin, who is a relationship therapist. Thank you for joining us, Azah, and welcome to the show. First things first, is it possible to build a healthy relationship with someone of differing worldviews and politics?
Personally, I think you can. For one thing, you can keep it out of the relationship and not talk about it at all. Or for me, if you're having different worldviews or different political stance, it's an opportunity to get to know each other in a whole different level. And I think for couples, when they're starting to communicate, you know, get curious. Why do they get to that assumption or that conclusion of their political view? And that's what we want. That's what we want to see, you know. And then when it lands on the person, it says, oh, this person's curious about me. I'm able to be me with this person and myself, you know. I'm able to be vulnerable. I feel some acceptance. So the more you get curious, the more you listen to the other person, the more you go, the more they feel like, wow, this person is interested in me, you know, and then you feel really good about yourself. At the same time, the person who's listening, I'm sure they have their own political view as well. So in a couple relationship, you know, people need to have space to speak and space to be in their relationship. And so the person who's talking and the person who's listening should kind of bite their tongue a little bit, you know, have that space for that person to talk and get curious, active listening, you know, act just like, oh yeah, uh-huh. Why did you get to that conclusion? That's very interesting. But then when the scenario turns around, you know, when I want to talk about my political view, you need to bite your tongue too and give me the same space and respect that I have given you. So in actual fact, if you look at an iceberg is on top. We're talking about the political view. What we want is deeper, which is underneath the iceberg in the sea. We have that sense of connection through the political views, the differing political views. And that is so amazing because not only do you see each other, not only do you have starting to develop attachment and bonding to each other, you grow your mind, which is amazing. You know, you grow your mind. Also, I didn't see it that way. Yeah, I saw it this way. What do you think about that?
Then are there any benefits to dating someone from across the political spectrum?
It's having different worldviews and opinion is definitely an opportunity to get close to each other, an opportunity to bond, and an opportunity to grow. I mean, if you have somebody, this is my opinion, but if you have somebody with the same worldview, I feel that your view will be stunted. You know, your view is so stunted, and the opportunity to grow or an opportunity to receive new ideas from other people is very difficult. And so there's no improvement or development of new ideas. So usually when we have new ideas, we bring in other sources of, research, experiences, and all those kind of things to come up with new ideas that may help people in the future. Otherwise, we will be stagnant. And stagnant is boring, you know? And also, love has no political affiliations, unfortunately. You know, it's we love because we love. And to let our differing views get in the way means that we short-circuit our love for each other.
So then, should people start asking each other about their political beliefs early on in the dating process?
I think people should get to know each other. And including their differing views and different worldviews and political views, it's nice to have you being supported by your partner. You know, it's even nicer when your partner doesn't support your worldview but is there with you supporting your view. You know, it is okay to have differing views. It's about respecting each other's space and respecting each other's opinions. It's not about you have to be in my camp or else. So if you are in love with each other, there will be a lot of respect. And if there's differing opinions, that can be respected too.
But can a relationship still work if the gap between political beliefs are just too wide?
Well, it really depends on the couple. It really depends on the couple. I mean, if you feel that you can respect your partner and give them that space to have that opinion, and you got to remember that if it's going to be long term, like you are going to have a full commitment or marriage to this person, you're going to face this every day. So that's kind of thing that you can need to ask yourself: can I do this every day and allow my partner to have, am I in love with my partner to give him or her that space to be themselves, really? If it being themselves lands on you uncomfortable, then you need to ask yourself, do I want to feel uncomfortable for the rest of my life? It's about, do I feel safe in this relationship while my partner is being himself or herself? Do I feel safe? Am I comfortable? Can I be vulnerable in this relationship even though my partner has this worldview? If it's a yes, all across the board, then I don't see why it should be a hindrance. But if it's no, it's not about their political view. It's just about, I don't feel safe in this relationship. I don't feel emotionally safe in this relationship. I don't feel I can be vulnerable in this relationship and still be feeling safe. At the end of the day, all couples want to feel safe. The couple relationship is about having a safe haven to come to be yourself, be vulnerable, and not be judged or assessed by your partner. You can do that, and that's okay with you. Go for it. If you can't, then the decision is to, I'm sorry to say, but break up or stay friends.
Thank you, Azza. That was Azza Yasmin, relationship therapist. I found that really quite interesting, right? Because people do seem to think that you need to be on the same page politically more and more to be in a relationship. But Azza's point of view seems to be that it's actually more the underlying understanding of each other rather than agreeing on political views. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think, even for myself, you know, previously, before listening to Azza, I thought I had to be with someone who has similar politics as me. But I don't know, she seems very optimistic about it.
She has a positive point of view of people.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to politics for me, there are different ways to look at it, right? For example, if you are looking at it from a perspective of like we are talking about, let's say, feminism. Okay, that's a political kind of thing. And so I know this person who recently said that he is not someone who would... He doesn't like the idea of women sleeping around, but he's okay with men doing it. So for me, like, I always ask my friend who's a girl, like, you know, what are your thoughts? Because she's the one dating him. But at the same time, so she doesn't like what he said, his opinion there. But at the same time, he's someone who, you know, supports, equal opportunities for women. He supports equal pay for women. So it's this one thing. So I think in that context, I would be okay. Maybe we would, if let's say, you know, if it's a, you know, if I'm dating someone who has that sort of beliefs or whatever, you know, we might get into certain arguments. But at the end of the day, I think the important worldviews, in this context, meaning, you know, equal pay and equal opportunity, if we have the similar stance there, I think we can make it work.
I think it's sort of just going on a similar example, right? For example, if you talk about human rights, you have a partner who also believes in human rights, but perhaps you believe in it to different extents. You know, perhaps you might believe it to be... to have a wider view on it, whereas your partner may have a narrower perspective on it, that not all human rights should be just freely given. And I think in that sense, like you said, Dash, to a certain extent, if you do really want to develop a healthy relationship, you will talk about it. And that sort of, I can see Azza's view of, you know, that sort of expands your worldview. You know, you can build on that, have conversations about it. Whereas if you have completely opposing views on things, especially nowadays, I think when people are so vocal about it, it seems difficult to just keep going with a relationship like that if all you're going to end up doing is constantly argue about your worldviews.
And also, for me, I think it's important what that worldview says about who they are and how they treat others. So it's not so important for me what you might post on Facebook or what you bring to a dinner time argument, but it's more important to me how you treat people and how you think people should be included, what opportunities should be afforded to everyone. So while the person I'm seeing and I may not see eye to eye, say, on many things in terms of how they should be implemented. So if you look at things like immigration, or if you look at things like, I don't know, LGBT rights or even feminism for that matter, there are some people who think that a quota system isn't helpful. There are some people who think that it is. These kinds of things, things I can sit down and have a discussion about, even an argument. And I think it can be healthy. But if you're the kind of person who fundamentally thinks maybe, oh, women should stay at home and not pursue their dreams once they get married, for me, that's a hard line. And that's not something I could get on board with.
I wonder if it's also sort of the extent to which each of, you know, the two people in this relationship would open up to having conversations about it. Because if you as a person are just completely rooted in your own beliefs, that you would not even want to speak to people about it that you would not even consider that there are different views, then perhaps that would make it a lot more difficult, right? Because you would just not be willing to open up conversation about it.
Yeah, and speaking of, I think it really does come down to the type of people both of them are. And because I have a close friend who, okay, I'm not going to name the parties, but one of them supports party X and another one of them supports party Y. And you would legitimately wonder how both of them, would be able to date each other, you know. But when I got to know the guy, he's actually a very, very pragmatic guy. He really cares about things like human rights and all these things. So what I realized that, this couple, my close friend and her boyfriend, that their dynamics, when they start having these sort of discussions, it sort of feels like they're doing their own check and balance there. So it's kind of interesting, and they are having these discussions, there are no personal attacks, they don't get personally offended, because at the end of the day, both of them have the same sort of worldviews. It's just they think certain parties have a way of accomplishing that better.
Mm. The check and balance idea is really interesting, because I often find that when I've already opened up to a person and we're in a relationship, and when we trust each other and we respect each other, there's a baseline amount of openness that you already have, and I'm actually more open to being criticized for my views, and I'm sure not everything that I hold is entirely right. And it's nice, actually, to be in a space where you feel safe enough to open yourself up to that, and also that the other person feels like they can criticize you and vice versa. And so I like that idea of looking at it as a check and balance system as well. Well, we do need to wrap up this discussion, but if you have thoughts that you'd like to share with us, if you're in a relationship with someone where you sometimes disagree on politics, let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll be back after a short break, but first here's Ella Fitzgerald with What Is This Thing Called Love, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.